What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Monday night, directly after Matt LaFleur's late night press availability. Obviously, with a short week, the Packers cramming a lot of work into this day, the day after their victory over the Broncos to take them to 3-0. We met with Matt LaFleur a little while ago. We talked to some of the guys in the locker room. Aaron Rodgers says hi. And now I want to talk to you fine folks. See what's up in Packerland. Why such a late presser, Katie? Mostly because they were working all day. And media availability is low on the list of priorities for most teams, but certainly when you're coming off a Sunday game and then have a lot of work to do to get ready for Thursday night. Thursday night football trucks are across the street. They're ready setting up. So howdy, everybody joining. There's a lot of people. Easy dub over a beat-up Eagles team. Jimmy, no trap games. Duh, I don't care how beat up they are. Carson Wentz is still the quarterback. Doug Peterson is still the coach. They still have a lot of talent on that team. I'm not saying the Packers shouldn't beat them, because they probably should. But hell, any given Sunday, any given Thursday night, you don't want to take anybody for granted. Did Cheesehead TV get credentials? No. I got the credentials through iHeartRadio, which is fine by me. Just get me in the room. I just want to ask the questions. That, you know, I appreciate everyone reaching out and saying that they appreciated my questions tonight. Because that, you know, means I'm asking what you guys want to hear. And I figure, why not, right? Why don't we ask the coach some stuff that people online, aka fans, actually want to hear? Crazy, right? Thank you for the super chat, Riley. Very nice of you. Whoa, so many questions. Our offense gets clicking on the Packers and we're easily better than the Chiefs. Whoa, Brian, slow down there, buddy. Andy Reid's got a premier team over there. We'll see. We'll see how the year progresses, but that's a bit lofty. Michigan must miss Gary, right? Huh? Rashawn Gary leaves? Let's see. Gosh, so many questions. Josh Jackson, lots of question marks. Hey, we saw him at safety yesterday. The cries have been heard. Fans making the noise for the move to safety. Lo and behold, no. He did play some snaps at safety. He was on the field yesterday during some nickel and dime. So, hey, getting some Josh Jackson action, which I guess isn't surprising the week after Raven Green goes down. You got to replace that body somehow. And Josh Jackson was definitely part of that mix. Jenkins starting now full-time, 100%. Lane Taylor is now on IR. Jenkins more than held his own yesterday, and away we go. Eagles would be 3-0 if not for the drops in week 2 and 3. Well, they certainly had the drops yesterday. I think they had 7 drops total. Just absolutely brutal. Nothing better than that viral video of the dude who was literally catching babies that people were throwing out of windows out of a burning building, and he said, "We were catching them, unlike Aguilar." That was brilliant. David, thank you for the super chat. Rodgers throws for 350 and 3 TDs on Thursday. Woo, baby. Is that in like the first quarter and then they just shut it down, like against the Vikings? Can we please stop trying to get Jimmy Graham to block? He can't and or doesn't want to. I'm glad you brought that up, because I did ask Matt LaFleur about diminishing returns with Jimmy Graham. And, you know, he gave a boilerplate answer, kind of punted on the question, as I knew he would. But I will say this. I think the internet overreacts to Graham in a way that is probably disproportionate to how he's actually playing. And his blocking has actually improved. Now, he was a terrible blocker. He's still not great. But he has worked really hard at it, and you can see that it has improved. The problem is he's just not being productive in the passing game. And until that happens, people are not going to get off this, "Oh, Jimmy Graham is terrible, he needs to be cut." He doesn't need to be cut. I just think he needs to give way a little bit. Give Bob Tonyan some more snaps. Give Mercedes Lewis some more opportunities. Maybe let Graham get right, because he appeared on the injury report again today. Groin acted up. He's got some more, you know, he's banged up a little bit more. Let him sit down for a little bit. Give him a game or two. Get his body right. Give these guys some opportunities. And maybe let Jimmy come back fresh and try and hit it again. Because right now, it's just not working with Jimmy Graham. Matt, thank you for the super chat. Do you miss Clay and Cobb? No, not at all. It was time to move on. I know Clay's had a number of sacks already this year, and that's good. I know the first one was unblocked, so that's always nice. Randall's definitely been productive down there in Dallas, and I love to see it. But yeah, no, it was definitely time to move on from both of them. Thank you for the super chat, Cheese872. So you can buy John Elway a dirty snowball the next time you see him at Cleo's. Fantastic. Thank you for that. Yeah, John Elway at Cleo's on Saturday night. It's crazy. Nags, what is the main key to beating the Eagles? Taking care of the football. This is a game where if the Packers play a clean game, they should win. Is Cox going to be an issue on Thursday? Matt, you know, they were counting on having a number of different guys up front this year in Philadelphia, and they've been hit with injuries up there. Cox is still a premier player. There's no doubt about it. They should be able, they should, being the operative phrase here, they should be able to handle him with the guys that they have along the interior. But, I mean, I would think Philadelphia would put him over Billy Turner quite a little bit and see what they can make, see if they can make hay there. Zach, J.K. Scott, Pro Bowl punter. No question. Let's see. Wow, so many questions. It's so nice to see everybody here tonight. More about the scheme or more about the inexperience on the offense for the receivers? I just think it is partly scheme because a lot of what's going on, I asked LaFleur about this tonight, with the RPO is just a complete mess in Green Bay at this moment. And it's week one, you thought, okay, fine. But it's been constant, week after week, 3 weeks in. You would think things would get a little better, but you saw a number of throwaways yesterday. Rodgers throwing the ball into the dirt. Receivers not even looking for the ball. And you can't even say it's the experience thing because one time it was Jonnu Allison, who's been in the league for a while. One time Davante Adams didn't even look, and Rodgers had to throw behind at his feet. That's Davante Adams. That's your best receiver who's not on the same page with the quarterback on an RPO. So, I don't know, man. To me, it's scheme-related, and as LaFleur said, detail-oriented. They've got to hammer the details this week, every week, now until it starts working. Because right now, when they run RPOs, it's pretty much a lost down. And that just can't happen. Going to my first Packers game Thursday. What's some cool stuff to do in Green Bay? Ethan, you got to go to Kroll's right over there. Got to go to Titletown. Titletown's awesome. Hit up Stadium View after the game. You can come listen to the post-game show. And, just... Aaron, thanks for asking the real questions. I just ask what people want to know. I'm so glad that Gary got his first sack so people can stop hating. It's great, too, because it's a great sack in the sense that he... You know, they send a tight end out to kind of widen his rush, and he gets around that, and then he beats the tackle, and the guys downfield do their job, and he gets to the quarterback. I love that. That's a real team sack, because Flacco's got nowhere to go with the ball, and by the time he realizes he's got to escape the pocket, Gary's on it. It's fantastic. It's just a fantastic play all around. I want more fullbacks. So do I. Took him 3 weeks to get Vitali involved in the passing game. I did love that play, though. Fullback wheel. Come on now. LaFleur joked that he's got a score there. He can't get caught from behind. Hopefully we see a little bit more of Danny Vitali in the passing game because we saw it this summer, day in and day out, in training camp, and all the guy did was make plays. More Kenny Clark in coverage, yeah, absolutely. How many points will it take to win on Thursday? I would say 27. Who's been your favorite player through the first 3 weeks? Jaire Alexander, not even a question. His energy, his focus when he's on the field, his leadership, his ability to get guys hype, I mean, everything. His confidence. I love Jaire. How do we fix the run defense? That's a really good question. I asked LaFleur about that. I mean, to me, it certainly feels like they're willing to give up a bit on the run in order to protect against the pass. However, by going to a light box, and they were down a guy on Sunday in Montrevious Adams, they certainly weren't winning their one-on-ones. And I don't know if they were doing something different as far as their calls. Maybe they were two-gapping a little bit more. But guys got to get off blocks, especially up front. Now, you know, Denver played very well. Their offensive line really, really played well. But that's no excuse. You get paid too. You got to win those battles. More than anything, it's just guys winning one-on-ones. And yesterday, they did not. Bring Wilkerson back. I doubt they go that way. But maybe it's an emergency call they make if there's another injury. This is so much better than the Bears game. I know. I saw they were up 21-0, and that was enough for that. I love that. Ha ha, Clinton Dix gets a ball thrown right to him. for an interception, and I got Bears fans all up in my mentions talking junk. It's like, wow, he held onto the ball thrown right to him. Well done indeed. Are some of the offensive struggles because of a lack of talent at wide receiver? No, absolutely not. Let's see what we got here. Thank you for the super chat. Remember when people were calling for Devontae to get cut because of his drops? Let them develop. Thank you. And I can't believe you paid for the privilege of saying, just talking sense. Thank you. You're a true American hero. I mean, I wish more people understood this. Oh, we got to bench MVS, or we got to bring a veteran in to take snaps away from MVS. No. Let MVS play. Let him make mistakes. Let him develop. Did everybody forget, other than my super chatter here, forget about Devontae's second year in the league? How y'all wanted to run him out of town? And when I say y'all, I don't mean all of you. I mean a vocal minority. But, and even I'm sure it was a minority. But, let him develop. He will make plays. Kenny Clark or Za'Darius Smith? Oh, I don't know. I mean, it depends on what you're asking them to do. Za'Darius has definitely been a complete difference maker, though. I mean, what a signing by Brian Gutekunst. What scares you the most about the Eagles? Carson Wentz. I know he's had his ups and downs. I know he's been victimized by drops. Obviously, that's not his fault. He is really talented. Undoubtedly the most talented quarterback they've faced this year. And he gives you a big, big headache as far as he can throw it anywhere on the field. I mean, the entire field is open for him as far as his arm strength, his ability to get the ball in tight windows. And then, if you play man coverage, he can kill you with his legs. So, yeah, they've got a lot of talent over there. They are banged up. They have not played well. But Carson Wentz is the real deal, and he scares the holy hell out of me. Savage, can you imagine the ceiling? Yes, Leroy Butler, that's the ceiling. Woody Larson, thank you for the super chat. Here's some money for that beer I owe you. Thank you, Woody. That's very nice of you. Go Pack, go. What are you most surprised by so far this season? How quickly the defense gelled and became dominant. I mean, I knew that they would have to play well for them to win ball games early on in the season. I did not anticipate it happening to the extent that it has. I mean, that's a lot of disparate parts. Both Smiths, Amos coming in. The questions along the interior, et cetera, moving on from Mike Daniels, all of that put together a bit of a soup of, I don't really know what to expect. They have balled out much quicker than I expected them to. Is Rodgers holding the team back to an extent? No. Let me tell you, if Aaron Rodgers wasn't there, it would be a hell of a lot uglier on offense. I know people get sick of some of his habits, but let me tell you, without Aaron Rodgers, you think the offense is herky-jerky or a problem right now? Without Rodgers, it would be a complete dumpster fire. And I don't even think that's doing it justice. Details, exactly. EQ back soon? No, EQ is done for the year. He cannot come back because he was placed on injured reserve prior to being put on the 53-man roster. His season is over. Does Mahomes remind you of a younger Rodgers? No, Mahomes reminds me of a younger Favre. If you're too young to know what Brett Favre was like when he was winning MVPs, I highly suggest going back and watching Brett Favre, because he was fucking awesome. Sternberger back? Not yet. He can come. He is available to come back, I believe, after week 8. More Kumaro on Thursday? We'll see. He sat that game yesterday with a shoulder injury. Not sure what his prognosis is for Thursday night. We'll get a better sense there tomorrow. Let's see. Nags, who's the one player you'd like to see LaFleur utilize more on Thursday? Danny Vitale in the passing game. Trade for a wide receiver? Maybe they do. I doubt it, though. I wouldn't. They got what they needed in-house. They don't need to be going giving away draft capital to go bring in somebody else's dirty laundry or excess talent. They can do what they need to do on offense with everybody they got on hand. Thoughts on Jackson's role? You mean Josh Jackson? I talked about it a little bit before. It's nice to see him out there. He got in the nickels and the dimes and was played at safety quite a little bit. And it makes sense. You're down Raven Green. You got a guy who has shown the physical traits that would translate to safety. So give him a shot. Overshadow, Sean, thank you for the super chat. Favre was by far the most fun QB I've ever watched play the game. I mean, I think most of us would say that saw him play in his heyday. No doubt about that. Any worry Kenny Clark doesn't get extended? No, I think that's a pretty much a foregone conclusion. It's going to be about how the deal is structured, and undoubtedly they will. There hasn't been any reporting as far as that they are in talks, but I have to think that they have been in contact with his reps. To me, I would be absolutely shocked if it doesn't get done. If not this year, then quickly after the season stops. Running back snap count balance. I think yesterday was great in the sense that, you know, Jamal Williams was grinding and it was a wet, muddy day, and he clearly had kind of the mojo working. Yeah, ride him a little bit. I mean, there's kind of the outside zone stuff they were trying with Jones just wasn't working, and Jamal got in there and he was effective. It reminded me of back when they had Dorsey Levins and Edgar Bennett as a tandem. You know, Edgar was good for those muddy days, and Dorsey was the more talented back. And you just got, when one guy got hot, if Edgar kind of started picking up, you know, tough yards on the ground, you rode him a little bit. And I loved it yesterday. Jones still got the touchdowns, and Jamal did a bunch of the dirty work. And I loved it. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think everybody knows Jones is the more dynamic back. And undoubtedly, most weeks, he will get more carries. But yesterday, feel of the game, made a lot of sense. Is Campbell available to come back? Not yet. After week 6. Without Rodgers, were the Bears? Not too far off. Kings play yesterday because of the rainy field? It's a good question, Noah. He had a rough day. He had a very rough day at the office. There's no question about it. I thought he was up and down against the Vikings as well. So definitely something to watch going forward. I thought he got taken advantage of quite a bit in man coverage, something you don't typically see from him. So hopefully he can bounce back. We'll see. We'll see what's up on Thursday night. Jair is insane. I love it. Will they extend 69 this offseason? Possibly. I think they got, you know, Kenny Clark's the priority. I think they'll talk to Martinez, though. I doubt they get that done. Maybe they extend 69 as well. All right, buddy. I'm going to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry it's so late. You can thank the Packers. I'll be back tomorrow. It's a short week, so Packers, Eagles will be here before you know it. Please hit like, subscribe, share it with your friends. Tell them about Cheesehead TV. I gotta say, it's so awesome being here in Green Bay. On game day, whenever I walk over to the stadium or go over to Stadium View, I inevitably get someone asking me to take a picture or say hi or how much they like Cheesehead TV. I can't thank you guys enough. You guys are the reason we do this. And hey, Corey and I will be doing a Packer transplant from this rooftop deck on Wednesday night. So get ready for it. Thanks a lot, everybody. Go Pack, go. Have a good night.